Well, good morning, Christian brothers and sisters, all you prayer warriors out there. Just so glad to be able to share with you today and hope you're having an amazing week. Hey, before we start into this today, let's just go to God in prayer just for a minute. Lord, just open our hearts to your word. We've got such some important verses today that, Lord, you just put on our hearts. We just give thanks for all you do for us, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, well, we've got some amazing things coming up today. We're going to just study a half a dozen verses, and so we'll get this done in probably the next 45 or 50 minutes. What do you mean that's not okay? Oh, okay. We'll still do this in less than 10 minutes. But it's really about the book of Romans. And the book of Romans, as we know, it was written by Paul. And it's really a letter to the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians there in Rome. And, they're having some conflict, kind of like, we're studying now in Galatians, there's some conflict on what do? Change is hard. It's hard in our lives. And so Paul is bringing them on. And one of the great things about Paul is he is a doctrinal kind of guy. Here's the doctrine. Let's stick to the doctrine. We're not going to, go whichever way the wind blows, whichever way we feel. Here is our doctrine. And that's really the great thing about the book of Romans as he's writing it there, again, to the Jewish Christians and to the Gentile Christians. And we're going to take a look at a half a dozen quick verses. And this is really probably written on Paul's third journey. Remember his first journey probably there in, late 46, 48 AD from Antioch, and he went up into southern Turkey and then came back down to Jerusalem, traveling with Mark and Barnabas. All of this is outlined very well in the book of Acts. His second journey, a little bit longer. He was called to plant churches, and he went up in among the same area, but also went over into Greece, and we that's where he, started those churches in Thessalonica and Berea, Athens, and then especially down in Corinth. Major trading center, had an east port and a western port, and just absolutely amazing. So then the third missionary journey that we see Paul a couple of years later, this is a four-year journey where he travels along the same routes, just spending time with a lot of those Christian churches. And in this case, he's probably writing to the Romans, those churches, probably half a dozen churches there in Rome, while he's in Corinth. And he had mentioned that he'd stayed in Corinth, it looks like about 3 months, and he's probably at Gaius's house. And we know also he mentions Phoebe and a couple of other folks. So that puts them there in Corinth. And then after the third missionary journey, we know his fourth missionary journey really was to Rome, where he was finally martyred, a number of years later. But this is probably that third, period of time in that missionary journey, and he's making sure that the doctrine that has been laid out to him from God is just really kind of being followed, because it's so easy for us to stray. When the politics get involved, we want to go down this road, or we want to add to our own doctrine that we have with Jesus and within our churches. And we see that time and time again. And so it's really, we need to be steadfast. But this is really about one single thought that Paul has as he's writing, and it's called the Roman Road. And it's a half a dozen just absolutely amazing verses in there, and it ends with the prayer, and it talks about our salvation throughout that book of Romans. And so right now we're probably looking at sometime around 54 AD, because Claudius, a previous Roman Empire ruler, he had kicked all the Jews out of Rome, so there wasn't that opportunity to have the Jewish converts there that was Paul that was writing to. But his successor, Nero, came back in and said, hey, come on back into town. So they came back into town, and so that's why we're kind of looking at that time frame in the late 50 ADs that he's writing to these churches Churches are probably mostly Jewish converts to Christianity and then Gentile converts to Christianity. And but as he's writing this amazing book, whether it was originally 14 chapters or 15 or 16 chapters, we don't need to worry about that. What we need to worry about is the word of God that, Paul is just imparting upon those churches and to us. And if we open up our book to Romans right now, we'll go through these six verses fairly quickly because they are so simple. And what it does is it can help you and help me lead others to Christ. And that first verse is Romans 3:10. Romans 3:10, and it also was in the Old Testament. It was in the book of Psalms. It was also in Ecclesiastes. It says, as it is written, Paul is writing this. He's a great doctrinal guy, and he knows the Old Testament because of his Jewish background, because he was a Pharisee. He was trained by the best. But he writes there in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Not one. That means the opposite of that is we are all unrighteous. We are all unrighteous right there in Romans 3:10. And I believe that. And if we just skip down to Romans 3:23, so we go from Romans 3:10 to 3:23. And 3:23 says, very simple, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall, we all, I mean, it's not, and some fall short of the glory of God, it's all fall short of the glory of God. So that's there in 3:23. So we've done 3:10, none righteous, that means we're all unrighteous, all are, you know, sinners, so we're not righteous, we're all sinners, and it kind of sums it up right there in 3:10 and 3:23 there. However, if we skip over here to 5:8, now we're going to skip on to 5:8, and it says, but, oh, there's that great word, but, it kind of dismisses everything that came before it, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. God loves us. We're not righteous. We're all sinners, and God loves us, which is absolutely a crazy idea, because then we switch over to 6:23, and 6:23 right there shows, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. So God loves us, and he's given us a gift because we're all sinners and all unrighteous right there in 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life. He loves us. He's going to give this gift, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here's his son. He's going to give us this gift, because if we skip over there to 10:9 real quick, 10:9 says, if you confess, a quick prayer, if you confess it to your Lord mouth, to Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him, raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. So we'll be saved from all of our unrighteousness, from all of our sin, if we just confess it. We just confess it. And we flip down just two more verses from 10:9 to 10:13. Is this absolutely amazing? Forever, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we've gone from this unrighteousness, from all of this sin, to be loved by God. He put his son Jesus on the cross, and we will be saved. Is that the easiest thing in the entire world? Some of us don't feel righteous. Some of us don't feel like we can be saved. Some of us feel like we're so deep in our sins. So how about if you just say that prayer right now? Lord, I confess to you my sins. I need your saving grace, in Jesus' name. Thank you, brothers and sisters. All you prayer warriors out there, have an amazing week and pray.